Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, Sunday Fun Day, December 10th, 2017. Steve Cypress here, trying to see if I can get that next door neighbor's flag in the background. There it is by the truck. And you see, the wind has died down now in the afternoon, but this morning it was blowing a little crazy and blew down our Christmas tree that we had out in the back by the pool. In fact, blew it into the pool. My beautiful wife Michelle said, wondering why that was now suddenly inside, and our flag was going a little crazy. Now our flag is calmed down. You can see down there. Still a little windy, though, and that made me think about the horrible situation. It's really just a few hundred miles north in California with these wildfires. I mean, for years, you know, it was kind of a, you know, gee, this drought and the dry conditions, the way California, various levels of government, as government will do, has completely mismanaged the water supply. But now it's really practically a criminal thing and a matter of life and death for some, and all the houses getting burned up. Just a horrible situation. But anyway, Rhino of the Day is out of this book. It's going to be backwards in the cell phone video out here, but it's called Secrets of the Animal World. And a couple of pages on the inside tell a couple of secrets about rhinos. Number one, that they, since they're practically blind, it helps that they have the tick birds on their back that will chatter with excitement, as it says in the book, warning the rhino when danger might be near, because otherwise the rhino can't really see it. Although it's kind of silly, because on the very next page they talk about what an incredible sense of smell the rhino has, so much that the rhino can smell water under the ground, and even in the summers in Africa, when it's all dry, all the water holes have all dried up, the animals depend on that great sense of smell, the rhino, to sniff along the ground, see when he believes there's water underneath, dig like crazy, and suddenly there's water. So, on one hand, they're saying that the rhino wouldn't know if there's danger nearby without a bird chattering, and yet it has such a great sense of smell. So, anyway, I guess the danger nearby must not smell at all. Anyway, that's it for Sunday Fun Day. Hey, Lincoln is here, and Tommy Love, great seeing you, Tommy. Long time. Hope things are great, and hope I mean, I heard on the news that these wildfires in California, they don't think they'll be able to put them all out for weeks. I mean, total craziness. So thoughts and prayers going out to anyone affected by that. I've got all kinds of friends and families in that area, and I'm hearing stories about people evacuating and losing their homes and just total craziness. And so even though it's a little breezy here, nothing like the crazy winds. Well, we had some pretty strong winds this morning, but no fires around, so we are safe and sound and happy, and hopefully you are too. And that's it for Sunday Fun Day. Just checking in, and I'll be back tomorrow with another business lesson on Direct Mail Monday. Got some good stuff to share with you, and I hope you will join me then. This is Steve Cypress. Hope you're having a great day. Over and out.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.